Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word where we just seen the greatness of your love plan has started 2,000 years ago and is now very advanced at the moment. Lord, I thank you. You made mankind. You made them for yourself. We need to look to you from which we were honed because you truly know who we are. We are your workmanship created for good works laid out there for our lives. So thank you, Father God, that I think about the wonderful prophecy that you gave to Daniel in the book of Daniel, that dream of Nebuchadnezzar, Lord, where all these kingdoms, the kingdom comes there in the time of the Romans, and that from that moment, that kingdom is just growing and growing to fill the whole earth, Lord. So thank you that we're far on that journey already, Lord, where you're calling us all not to hide behind our color, our nationality, but our hiding place is in you. And in you we live and move and have our being. So thank you, Lord. We called out. We called out to know you and to walk with you. And I thank you for the scripture that just points out again the goodness of your church coming to all peoples, has come to all people in the world, and therefore we need to be set apart. We were predestined. Now you called us. You called us to justify and glorify us in your kingdom, in your will, and in your precious name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 9, verse 1 and 2. It's unnecessary for me to write to you about this service for God's people. I know about your willingness to help. I brag about you to the Macedonians, saying Greece has been ready since last year, and your enthusiasm has motivated most of them.
Hallelujah. So it's just wonderful to see, you know, the Christians that has come out from the Jews in Jerusalem. The call is to go and encourage them, is to bless them. And then you've got the Greeks, they moved by this. And again, I say Greeks, and I'm just pointing out where they come from. And then the Macedonian, that was a lot of different nationalities that stayed there. So one has died for all to bring all back to their God, back to their God, back to themselves, and then to wake up to that destiny and purpose that God has got for each and every one. And then we got to work out our own salvation. I love it here in Jeremiah, the prophet, he speaks there. It's the last three verses in Jeremiah 16. He says, Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble. Isn't that beautiful? A very present help, strength, protection, stronghold, and there to help us in every way. And to you shall the nations come from the ends of the earth. So all the nations, one died for all to bring people out. And they say, and you see what they say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies. Other translation is our ancestors have inherited nothing but lies, worthless things in which there is no profit. Hallelujah. So here there's a prophecy of all the nations coming. Then it makes a statement, shall man make for himself gods that are not gods? And then the thing is, yes, we know we were there as well. We glorified nationality, we glorified talents, we glorified a whole lot of other things, but the only true glory is him who glory should glory in this, that he knows and understands me, says the Lord. It's a scripture in Isaiah. Then the Lord speaks here, therefore, behold, I will make them known. This once I will make them know my power and my might. We must have a walk that's worthy of the Lord. So the Lord has got to be key here. There's no salvation if there's no Jesus. There's no name under heaven and earth by which we can be saved but through Jesus Christ. So that's first of all, we come out of our past, our nationality, our color, and we just enter into Jesus. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That is everything. And yeah, so that is the bottom line. And so we must walk worthy of the Lord. So we got to come in, come home through Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to have the unity of the Spirit. And you can't have the unity of the Spirit if you haven't been born again and received the Spirit and so entered into the kingdom. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then what follows that is then obedience. We've got to realize in that, you know, this kingdom that has come, this king that rules the kingdom, has overcome the devil in every way. The devil and his lies that are so relevant, and we're hearing about what they're doing in Nigeria and in the Ukraine and, you know, all over, but they are nothing compared to the bigness and the goodness and the power that's available in the Lord. I mean, just in angel power, we know that the devil, which was an angel, and he's got a third of the angels that were on his side. And remember, they were cast out of heaven just in a flash. Jesus says, I see the devil like a flash being cast out of heaven. That's before it happened, and then it happened when he went up into heaven. So we need to see the supreme authority that is now in Jesus. And it's also available to us when we see this and we don't hide behind all other lies and deception. Amen. We put aside all lies and deception. Why? Because he's broken down every wall of hostility. Amen. We got open heaven. We got a beautiful God. We can have peace with our God, peace with ourselves, and peace with our neighbors out there. And we can just rest in God and know when he moves. And you see, that is the first thing. If we can't find rest, he says, come to me, all you labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. If you can't find rest, you can't be a witness. You can't set anyone free. You can't touch your family. So it's about coming home, finding your rest in quietness, and the rest is your strength. But you wouldn't listen. So those that don't want to listen to that, it's a problem. It was a problem in the Old Testament. The Lord quoted that word already. But that's prophetic now about this wonderful rest that we have got. And so that's what we've got to take hold of, guys. You know, just like that, boom, the devil was cast out of heaven. And just like that, he's going to be dealt with here on the earth. We can see that clearly in Psalm 37. So no, you've been called out to have one Lord, one Father, and you one bride, you one body. And that's what's going to stay forever, the bride, the body. So you need to be separated from all the other nonsense and know that you have been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. And you now, you are part of his people. His people, we see, is made up of Jew and Gentile and Greek, everyone, anyone, Jew and Gentile. Gentile is everyone, all the other nations that are not Jewish. That's his church, his body, his bride. That's what we need to get to. Beautiful scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. And so there's one body, there is one spirit, there is one hope of our calling. And then you can say there's one hope, but then there's also one hope of our calling. We've each got a unique calling in this wonderful hope of glorifying Jesus, glorifying the kingdom, and standing in kingdom realities. And then it goes on to say, there's one Jesus, he's the Savior, he's the Shepherd, there's one faith, there's one baptism, and there's one God and Father of us all. So this is the reality, guys. These are the things that are going to stay eternal. And these are the things that you need to come to, and each and every one of us need to come to this reality of where we come from and find rest in our God, so as to be used in these last days. Because the beautiful thing we see, whenever God was dealing with evil in the old covenant, he used a portion of his body, called out ones. And that's what we got to realize now. He's the head and we are the body. He's the vine, we are the branches. So we need to stay tapped in. We need to stay in tune. We need to stay finding peace with God, finding peace with ourselves, and finding peace with our neighbors out there, so as to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.